Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple-minute riff in IT and IT security. Today, looking at the risk of some unpatchable applications, such as Chrome. You know, I started off doing consulting work many, many years ago, and one of the very first application patches at the time was through Novell ZenWorks. I don't even think it was called ZenWorks at the time. And I was rolling out these images. And the way it would work is it would compare file and registry changes and then re-push a package if they had changed. And you would, you know, start the snapshot process. You go ahead and install the apps, and then you finish the snapshot process and bundle up all the file registry and settings changes, and then push it back out. And of course, I was bored, so I did FreeCell. I was playing FreeCell, and created my packages. Everything was good. Maybe a month later, from the customer, I get a call saying, "Hey, can you come out and look at this? There's some weirdness going on. These packages keep reinstalling for no reason." So I come out and I'm troubleshooting, trying to figure it out. And what I realized was the FreeCell score was stored in the registry. So other people in the office would play FreeCell. That would change the registry. And the package would go, whoa. The package has been corrupted. It would push it back out. And that was what was happening. And the funniest thing to me was the customer went, "Yeah, don't fix that. I want to know who's complaining. Because I want to know who's playing FreeCell at work." It became a detective control by accident, by proxy, right? Ugh. So the tip to you is to make sure you understand how your packages work, specifically around areas of applications that may be very difficult to patch. One of those areas may be Chrome extensions. So with the LastPass issue that's going on, right, there's a vulnerability discovered. Travis Hornsby discovered it, was published out, and now people are scrambling to patch it. Well, how do you patch LastPass Chrome extensions? It's very difficult to do that. A lot of application packagers can't do it, and that ends up creating a pocket of risk because you're basically trusting the users to patch their own processes, and will they, won't they, I don't know. Do I have insight into where it's not patched? So there's some workarounds like using PowerShell to do the audit, or repackaging full Chrome with the plugins to fix it. Nowhere have I heard anything doing with FreeCell, but that would really be amazing. I miss FreeCell, Microsoft, bring it back. But it does point out the fact that when you're running software, one of the areas to consider from an enterprise perspective is how you're going to deploy and maintain and patch it. And likewise, when you're selecting patch management software, one of the things to consider is, will it support the applications you manage? And will it be able to handle these one-offs, these weird things like extensions and browsers? Kind of an interesting area of analysis that's not usually performed when either selecting software or selecting patch managers. So something to consider. What do you think? What's a good way to handle things like Chrome browsers in particular, or hard to patch software in general? Hit me up in comments or on social media. Take it easy.